Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this going to go down in history for you coining this as the Dead Cap Bowl?
Yeah, I don't think history is going to remember any coining of the Dead Cap Bowl, but yeah, I'd like to go down that road.
What if it was recent history? What if it's through next Monday or Tuesday?
I don't think it's even going to last that. It might through maybe, mm-hmm. if we're lucky, halfway through the actual game itself.
I mean, I think the Dead Cap Bowl kind of encapsulates the situation both teams are in. I kind of think, though, if we're really on the nose, it would be the Kick the Can Down the Road Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a little too wordy for a bowl. I mean, we have the Gasparilla Bowl. We have there's a lot of bowls that they get wordy. But do you think Kenny Albert could say on the broadcast?
Down the road?
Yeah, or the Dead Cap Bowl. Do you think we could get that going?
Because he's an Albert.
I feel like that might be a little much. Wait, because we're the people that have Alberts on? Is that what's going on here?
No, because Marv Albert, Kenny Albert, that's where I was going with
that. Oh, I thought it was an Albert Breer shout-out. I was like, just because we have Alberts doesn't mean that we're the
Albert Bell. Like, this is the show of Alberts. Everybody says
Fat Albert.
It's basically Albert Drive. It's not great.
Not great.
It's not my best.
Well, every time I think about the Dead Cap situation, these are the two teams. And I wonder, is Kenny Albert going to have like a big graphic about how screwed the Browns and Saints are perceived to be next year during the broadcast?
I mean, isn't the Jameis Winston Bowl, or sorry, no, the Jameis Winston revenge game, isn't that probably more in line with what Fox will do with this?
I don't love the idea of using this as a Jameis revenge game, because the Jameis revenge game only works with Tampa Bay, but it doesn't actually work, because Tampa Bay dumped him for a little guy named Thomas Edward Patrick Brady to then win a Super Bowl. Like, even Jameis is like, that move makes sense.
Well, yeah, but Jameis, that doesn't mean Jameis has to like it.
Jameis's family members are even like, yeah, I would have made that move too.
Well, yeah, that's why when he went to the Saints, it was like, he's going to go replace Breeze. Well, I think first he was Breeze's backup. He's going to learn from Breeze, and then he's going to take over for Breeze, and then it's going to be Febreze.
Yeah, and he watched as Sean Payton went ahead and gave Taysom Hill $16 million a year.
Not just Taysom Hill. And then they went out and got Derek Carr.
No, Taysom Hill is the insulting one. Derek Carr is not insulting. Derek Carr is like, all right, I see how that happened. Giving Taysom Hill $16 million a year, bananas insulting.
Both things are insulting. However, I do think the Jameis part of this week is super interesting to me, because I think I think you and I are kind of in lockstep on this. I think he's going to be better this week simply because the Saints aren't the Chargers or the Ravens.
I thought you were going to say simply because it can't be much worse. Listen, we just did the Jim Harbaugh clip, in case you're just joining us, where I went over a couple different points about how the defense right now for the Chargers is not only the number one scoring defense, this is the lowest amount of game points that any team has allowed since the 2011 49ers, which was a Harbaugh team. They're also threatening to be the first team in NFL history to start the season the first 10 weeks with not allowing a 20-point game. Like, Jameis went up against a buzzsaw in the Chargers. That's why he looks so bad. It's not going to be as bad as it was.
Okay,
There's no way.
I think what we're getting at is the line that you walk with Jameis. And Mary Kay Cabot was on with him on and boys when Ken wasn't misattributing what I said. That's a joke. When I had not made my point clearly enough, and I remade it in the last segment, Quick Hits, use the free Odyssey app if you'd like to listen back. And they got into the conversation, or Mary Kay got in the conversation of, at what point does it become about DTR and basically addressing the quarterback situation for the last 8 games of the season?
I don't think it's just if Jameis gets hurt. I think performance will factor into it too. And if Jameis can cut down on the interceptions and play good, clean football, then it's his job to keep for as long as he goes out there and does that. In the event that he's throwing multiple picks, the same thing will happen probably to him that happened to Joe Flacco in Indianapolis. No way is Kevin going to continue to sit there and watch pick after pick. So I think at that point, you probably would see some of DTR, some of Bailey Zappe. And then when you get to those late, late games and you know that, you know, maybe it might be time just to take a look at someone else, maybe one of those guys, Dorian or Bailey, will get in there.
So I just think this is the thing that people have been saying about Jamez since year one in Tampa. I'm like, if he can just play good, clean football. But the problem is, when he's played his cleanest football, he hasn't been explosive. And when he's played his most explosive football, it's been explosively bad as much as it's been explosively good. Like, that's what kind of... It's almost like we're starting these eight games. I think Mary Kay is right, but it almost seems like if that's what the Browns are attempting here, then benching Jameis is inevitable.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that are... And listen, we dove into the numbers and everything attached to after what happened when he had the 30 interception season, which is... way too many interceptions, Nick. He still threw for 5,000 yards.
Big take there. Don't leverage it all.
Spoiler alert, way too many interceptions. No, but he had a 24 touchdown to 11 interception ratio since then. Like, he actually did find a way to cut down the interceptions. And people are latching onto that.
Wait, it's 24 and 13.
24 and 11.
24 and 11. It just looks better because it's not 30 for 30, right?
Well, it's not bad. 2-1 is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, but how much? Like, but okay, but
2-1's pretty good.
That's across 5 seasons.
Yes,
and at no point has he gotten more than 5 games.
Well, we haven't seen him consistently start, and that's what I think the Stefanski crew is trying to hang on to. Is like maybe he had a year where he just Leroy Jenkins did, and he just threw it all over the yard because that's what Tampa Bay was asking him to do. Maybe
no risky, no bisky.
Maybe just maybe. I mean, listen, it's not like Jameis Winston was some like disaster of a quarterback all through his life. He won a Heisman. He was drafted number one overall. Like, he checked every box. Well, and then he got to Tampa and threw for 5,000 yards, which is something that all of like 12 quarterbacks in NFL history have done.
Yeah, but yards are useless or empty calories if you turn the ball over at a ridiculous clip.
A lot of yards. I think what the Browns are holding on to is that we're probably somewhere in between what you saw week one and then what you saw last week. But I don't think there's any expectation that what you saw against the Chargers is going to be the norm.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think there's any expectation the Ravens game is the norm either. And I think this comes down to, because here's the thing. I think if you just say if you can play good, clean football, I think we're missing out. Like, if Joe Flacco had thrown for as many interceptions as he did last year down the stretch and they had lost those games, I don't think Joe's starting every one of those games. No matter how fun it looked,
he threw some interceptions.
If you were losing those games and throwing interceptions, it becomes a problem. It's when you're winning, you can live with 2 interceptions a game. So, like, if you said right now for the next 3 games, Jameis threw 2 interceptions a game and they lost, I don't think he's getting to the second Steelers game. But if he threw 2 interceptions a game and won 2 of the 3 games, I bet you he's still playing.
So you think Jameis, and I'm not saying you're wrong here, but you think Jameis is going to be just interpreted based off of whether the team wins or loses, which is something, by the way, we fought very hard to be like, wins and losses are not a quarterback stat in the regular season. We fought very hard for the understanding of that, but when it comes to Jameis, it might just be as simple as that?
Yes, because I think this is kind of the difference between the Ravens and the Chargers
game. It's like caveman NFL logic, though.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, but it's with Jameis, it's... when the interceptions hit for him are when they tend to lose him games. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, we've made the case they'd be 0-2 with Jameis right now if Kyle Hamilton could catch a freaking ball. So, and all of a sudden, that game looks wildly different, and you're like, okay, yeah, I threw for a bunch of yards.
Which is an argument that supported Joe Flacco in many respects, because we talked about, like, the interceptions, and was it the Rams game? Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, there's some bad interceptions, but it was the right time to throw interceptions if there ever was one.
I just feel like the ecosystem that makes a quarterback better is, meaning a quarterback like Jameis or a quarterback like Joe last year, it is how's your O-line playing? What do your weapons look like? How's your run game? How's that?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
defense. And right now, none of it around Jameis looks great. Comparatively to what Joe walked into last year, where again, they were really banged up and they were not perfect. The O-line wasn't the best version. This O-line's somehow worse.
Yeah, I wonder about that,
though. This defense is way worse.
No, I get all that, but I don't like looking at quarterbacks in that lens, only because it almost makes it, you know, sometimes the running backs, it's like, well, they're only as good as their offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people discuss when they discuss running backs. You can only be as good as your O-line is. I don't love the idea of looking at quarterbacks as like you're only as good as the pieces around you, because we've been taught for so many years, if you have the type of quarterback that is great, it doesn't matter who's around you, you're going to find a way, a la Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but he's not Mahomes.
No, obviously, he's not Mahomes.
Arguably, he's not Baker Mayfield. Like
he's nowhere close to Baker's leading the league in touchdowns still.
I mean, because I think Baker was like quarterback 20 in some of the projections that they had for quarterbacks this year. Like I the other day I saw somebody's quarterback rankings, like Jameis was 20th. I'm like, in what world is Jameis the 20th best quarterback in the NFL? And here's where I'm at. Because I do think with backups or with that group of quarterbacks that's maybe a backup, maybe a starter.
I don't want to see DTR. I don't want to see Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, but again, like this is the hope selling machine. I think it is inevitable that Jameis gets benched. I think the question is, how soon is it? Because that will tell you how quickly this thing goes off the rails, truly.
I think you believe it's inevitable because you see the schedule. You see where the losses are going to come. And if we've already started this conversation on the basis that it doesn't matter what Jameis actually does, if you lose games, you're not going to be able to keep his job, then you're going to be right here.
So, I don't think it's just that. It's that with his propensity. Like, I think, I'm totally fair to say, hey, we might not see the worst iteration of Jameis again. We also might see it again. We might see it again relatively soon with Pittsburgh coming up in 1 week from now on Thursday Night Football. I just think, be prepared is what I'm saying. Because it just wouldn't surprise me if this thing went off the rails and Jameis was the conductor of that. Not intentionally, but just because of who he is, God-given as a quarterback, what he does and what he doesn't do.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I will lose a lot of interest in watching these games if it's DTR and Bailey Zappe.
I think the Bailey Zappe thing is going to work for some people.
I mean, listen, I should already be in the basement as far as for where my interest actually is right now. But I'm interested. I want to see what Jameis can do.
You want to see what Jameis has?
It's not that I'm like thinking he's going to be the greatest quarterback ever, but at least I go into a game thinking you can beat the Saints with Jameis. You can't beat him with DTR.
I don't think there's that much of a gap between the two of them.
I think there is.
Like, I think there are so many. Jameis has a lot of the things that make us go, oh, but. And in the end, there's no but.
What's the stat line I can get out of you where on Sunday you'll throw him his flowers? Because I don't think it exists. I think you'll look at it and say, oh, that's just like the Ravens game. He's good for one of these games.
No. I mean, if he gets 250 plus yards and 2+ touchdowns and keeps it to 2 turnovers or less and they win, That's as much as you can ask for Jameis.
Okay.
I'll take that.
All right.
I just don't think that's highly repeatable. I mean, I just think at this point in his career.
You see what I'm saying? It's like if he did that, and it's a big reach whether he will or won't do that, but if he did that, we're going to come back on Monday, and then you're not wrong in this, by the way. You've set yourself in a very, very fantastic seat to be in where you're like, all right,
Shady
Jameis,
Acres, baby.
All right, Jameis, go ahead and do that one again. And you can just keep doing that because you know eventually with Jameis, you're gonna have him. He's going to step on the rake at some point.
So you're looking for hope if he plays well this weekend?
I'm not looking for hope or anything. I with DTR and Bailey, it's just the game is shot before you even start it.
216-474-0092. Is a Jameis benching inevitable? Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, will answer that question next on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.